About 4 football fields could fit in this place. It looks like a huge hangar where people are assembling machinery and circuits. But everything's for educational purposes. It's the Querétaro University of Aeronautics in central Mexico.
We have 12 aircraft, 2 helicopters and 10 airplanes.
Federico Pérez is the planning secretary for the public university and gives me a tour of the school stacked with jet turbines, wings and other flight components.
We can train people, but we can develop technology too.
More than 30 international airspace companies are located in the same industrial park, right next to the airport. Pérez tells me thanks to investments in specialized workforce, Querétaro has become an important airspace hub. But the current renegotiation of NAFTA might endanger the economic growth.
Our expectation is that the NAFTA could be exactly the same in order to export more components, no? But right now, we don't know what can happen.
The aerospace industry is one of the fastest growing segments in the North American region, and states like Querétaro in Mexico and Arizona in the U.S. are taking advantage of it. Mexico is the 6th biggest U.S. supplier for aeronautic and aircraft components, while Arizona is one of Mexico's top providers.
Hoy tenemos en nuestro país 300 empresas del sector aeroespacial.
That's Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto on a TV ad, boasting there's 300 aerospace companies investing across Mexico. Matthew Boyd is the sales vice president for Parkner Fasteners and is visiting Mexico. The company is based in Goodyear, Arizona, and wants to benefit from NAFTA.
And it seems like it's a fair deal from what I can tell, you know.
Boyd plans to expand his market with the support of the Arizona Trade and Investment Office in Mexico. The state office is aggressively promoting Arizona this year with a pavilion at the Aerospace Summit in Querétaro. Boyd used it to meet potential customers and build relationships.
You know, for Arizona and for our company, it only means more jobs.
Compared to the rest of the border states, Arizona has the highest number of jobs in this industry. Some companies benefit from the closeness to maquiladora factories in Mexico.
The NAFTA eases the movement of product back and forth across the border.
That's Bill Jordan, CEO of Alley Tool and Die Company, a 66-year-old family business based in Phoenix, but with a plant in Mexicali, Mexico. He's excited to tell me something.
And I know you haven't asked the question, but it goes into the fact of, well, aren't you just taking jobs away from America? No, we're not. We are an export industry. The U.S. does not buy the majority of airplanes. So manufacturing stuff outside of the country using NAFTA, it's beneficial for North America as a whole.
And as NAFTA talks continue, some hope it will bring modernization while respecting its fundamentals. Luis Lascano is the managing director of the Mexican Association of Aerospace Companies.
Global competition is fierce. Other regions are joining forces together to compete in the marketplace.
He thinks Mexico, the U.S. and Canada need to keep in mind their main competitive advantage, proximity. And even though the three countries have faced certain turbulence during NAFTA renegotiations, the aerospace segment wants to keep flying steady. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Querétaro, Mexico.